Podcast Network Asia.
Oh my god. What?
Yeah, so what if you guys didn't know, see, you know, Shaq Fu, guys. So Shaquille O'Neal in the 90s mm-hmm. was at the top of his game, and he had a fighting game called Shaq Fu.
What's up, manga boomers? Welcome to another episode of Usapan Retro, the podcast that no one asked for and that no one wants. With your hosts, Angelo, Sonia, and Ron, we tackle all the latest gaming, anime, comic book, toys, and collectible topics from the perspective of titos and titas from the Philippines.
I'm going to unmute myself just so I can talk over my sample here.
What's up, everybody? What's up, Bianca? Bianca Sita. Hey. What's up, Cruz Neil?
Everyone's here. Oh, Bianca, come here. You're here.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
What's up?
All the meow,
what's up,
meow.
Ooh, man.
What's up?
Hey, what up,
Rock
yo?
Rock Dash. Hello, hello.
Walk Dash Sticks. All right, and shout out to everyone that's, shout out to everyone that won coins. I know we're late depositing them, but everybody got their coins deposited. The Nanimus just confirmed, except for Pachi, because I can't find Pachi Maxi on the
Pachi
thing.
Pachi Maxi? Okay, we Pachi have to find Maxi, out. Yeah. Let's go on a manhunt, a Kumu manhunt.
Yeah.
Where are you, Pachi?
What's up, Daisuke Kakambe? Daisuke. Daisuke Kambe 12. Cool name.
All right, here we go.
Daisuke Kambe 12.
Hey! It's Saturday, 3 p.m., and we are the nerdiest talk show for Utaku, Titas, and Titos here on Kumu. We're our host, Sonia Smith. Where are you broadcasting from, Sonia?
I'm actually broadcasting all the way from Taguig, Manila. What's
man,
up,
this man? Show. Well, this show used to be so international when we had Ron Stara, but I don't know where he is right now.
Maybe he'll pop up in a second. We'll see.
Maybe he'll pop up. So right now we're not international. We're broadcasting live from the Philippines. I'm over here in Makate. Makate.
Yeah. Makate.
So we have another episode brought to you by V-Cut, Jack and Jill V-Cut chips, the cheesiest. Yeah. And we're coming up with the cheesiest video games because I really love their cheesy flavors. Mm-hmm. The cheesy flavor of V-Cut, yo. Hold
on. And there's so many video games out there, like super awesome ones, super cheesy ones, super cheesy awesome ones.
Yeah, this is
gonna be a fun episode.
This was pretty cool, but what you call it? I was about to say. Snap. Hey, shout out to last week. Somebody gave me the idea of doing a V-Cut. But with salmon crusted V-Cut.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
was hella good. Yeah.
Did you
it was
try
hella
it?
Good. Yeah, we did some salmon crusted V-Cut. We took the onion garlic flavor. The onion garlic flavor was really good. And then we broke it up, mixed it up with the panku, and did a crust on the salmon. And then we baked it. It was hella
really
yummy.
Good.
It was crunchy
yeah.
on the outside. Yep. Guys, if you guys didn't know, kung hindi nyo alam, itong V-Cut na to, you can use it for gourmet meals.
V-Cut Michelin edition.
So I'm rocking with the V-Cut. I'm actually out of the cheesy flavor because I ate all my cheese flavor.
You
already.
Ate all the cheesy flavor. Yeah, I got hella cheesy over here. I actually send you some over.
Yeah, I got the onion garlic though. This is like my number two.
The onion garlic are actually really good too. Yeah.
So guys, if you guys don't know how the show works and how the game works, so we're a podcast, we're also a YouTube channel, and we're a Kumu mm-hmm. stream. And how it works is we're gonna go through our top fives. Normally we have a guest, but I think all of us were super, super busy this week. And mm-hmm. so we didn't line up a guest. So it's just gonna be me and Sonia in-house today. And we're gonna give our top five favorite cheesy video games. And then we're gonna ask you guys questions about it. And then if you guys answer the question, you get 5,000 coins. There will be 5 winners. So if you won once already, you can't win again. There will be 5 winners, and all you have to do is type in the correct answer. And ayun, ganun lang.
Yeah, super easy. We're gonna make it super easy this weekend because it's been a rough week for everybody. So
super,
free
super
coins
rough
for
week.
Everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to all our regulars out there. Denonimus. Yes. Who else is up here? See, Oompa Loompa.
Shout out to Bianca. Come here.
See Miss Annalyn, see Iris Samonte, maraming salamat for joining us. And to all the new people joining us, see Girl Devil, Hey, what's up? Be sure to share the stream, guys. Share the stream. Yes. Para mas masaya to. Okay, exactly. Cool. We're going to go right now to mga nerd updates. Sanya.
Aha, what? I actually have one.
What was your nerd update?
You remember how last week we were talking about our favorite movie, comic book movie adaptations?
Davey Baby! What up, Davey Baby?
Davey's here. Oh my God, hi Davey, I miss you! Okay, so we were talking about our favorite comic book movie adaptations. And what do you call this? So one of them on my list was Constantine.
Yeah, I just
heard Keanu Reeves announced that there's going to be a Constantine 2 coming out soon. Well, maybe not soon, but it's like it's in the works. So I'm really excited about it.
Oh, I seize it. I seize it. Hold on.
Yeah, let's see.
What? Oh, yeah, dude.
I am so excited. Oh, yeah. Keanu is on a roll, man. Like he's
with
got.
Because he just started in what? What was that? What was that game he just started in?
Cyberpunk.
Yeah. So,
awesome.
So they have Rachel Weisz and Shia LaBeouf. It's written by the OG writer of Hellblazer and one of my favorite comic book writers, Garth Ennis.
Very nice.
Yeah, so Garth Ennis also wrote the original Hellblazer. He also made my favorite comic. Remember that comic book with Arseface and the Preacher? Remember that comic I was telling you about where there was the guy tried to kill himself, like Kurt Cobain, but he shot off the front of his face and it was like an ass, and then he became a super villain named Arseface. Yeah, so the writer, the guy that wrote that comic book, is also the writer of this movie, super cool. Yeah,
that's gonna be great. Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So
Keanu.
What else? Was that? Yeah. What else is there? Of course,
well,
we all know.
What do you call this?
Well, we all know what happened. The PS5 just dropped.
Oh yeah. Yep.
But it was kind of dropped. I just kind of dropped to a meh. I think I would have been more excited if Sony gave us a free one.
Actually, we'll get there, man. We'll get there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So Tyson is saying Miles Morales is so cool. Who here has played the PS5 so far? Yeah, because this thing looks pretty cool. Actually, whose reviews I've been reading, they've been saying that the PS5 was actually been really, really good. Yeah, I just saw gameplay on YouTube. Looks really good, right? Look at that controller. Look at this PS5 Miles Morales like edition. That looks like it's into S&M and bondage. That's pretty tight, dude.
No, that actually does look really cool. I remember when the PS3 came out with the Spider-Man edition. That was really cool. Do you remember that?
I do want this Spider-Man
edition. That's really dope.
This looks hella tight, dude.
There's a lot of really cool Miles Morales merch coming out, actually, or collabs rather. I think Adidas has one. Those shoes.
No, what you call it? Remember. Made the no. It was Travis Scott.
Was it Travis Scott?
Yeah, he came out with the PS5 shoes.
Ooh, yeah. You're right. Oh, yeah, those are cool. Ooh,
yeah,
are
and
nice.
He did the
those
old school
nice.
Logo. That's lit. I would actually get
those
that.
I would actually rock these.
Yeah, I would. Oh, there's Ron. Hold on, I'm adding Ron to the stream.
There he is.
Guys, I just want to say I completely apologize. I went through a whole ordeal with losing my phone. I'm actually in LA right now. I'm filming my music video.
Oh, nice.
So I couldn't get home in time. We're actually filming on location. I got Liana here.
What?
Hey,
guys.
And I got, do you guys know this guy?
Oh, what?
Who is that? Kanye?
Is that Kanye?
Who's that? You got Kanye there? You got Kanye there?
This is DJ. Hey, press play in the building.
Nice.
And we're at the donut shop. So we're getting some donuts made.
Nice, nice, cool. We're just talking about the Travis Scott PS5 shoes, right? That just dropped.
I was gonna say I did post something. I don't know if you saw it. It was the Miles Morales Spider-Man PS5.
Adidas, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about. Those are pretty good. These are dope. These are like
these are cool. Travis one with the old school logo.
These ones are all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, those are total gangbanger shoes right there. I love them.
Cyberpunk shoes are awesome too. Look at those. Are those real?
Look like, I don't know. Those look like Cyberpunk.
Yes.
It looks like Mackie is going to ride a bicycle for like 10,000 miles with those things on. I don't know if you guys know Mackie right there. So again, I'll get to my news update though. The coolest thing that came out this week, the coolest game console that came out this week,
wasn't the
PS5.
I saw this. Okay. Did you get one?
The Game & Watch Super Mario Bros.
Angelo, did you pick that up?
Did you get one of these?
I'm going to go to the store later on to try to see if I can find it. Hey, shout out to Tyson.
Hi. Yeah,
right, Tyson said he saw this too. This thing looks tight, dude. It has the it has like four Mario games.
I remember
games
when they announced this. Yeah. Someone
Yeah.
When I was at Target earlier, somebody bought the last one supposedly.
These might be hard to find.
I was like, oh dude, he had a Mario one in his hand, so yeah, that Mario one.
Yeah. It has the OG Mario Game & Watch game. It came out yesterday, I think
it was announced. It was one of the 35 year what do you call it, anniversary sort of things, right?
All right, there, November
somewhere
13,
in line of that, something like that.
Did you ever have one, guys? Did you guys ever have
one? I never had one.
I have a Game & Watch, but not this one. But this one looks cool. Like this is like
I want one of these. Tight. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was some comments though. Like somebody did post about it and some were like, I don't know if I would pay this much for just four games. And I'm like, well, I don't know. They said it's more of a novelty thing, but if you're a collector, you're a collector, this is something you definitely want.
It's definitely not for everyone.
I honestly only saw those when I would go home to the Philippines and my cousins had those. And I'm like, man, we don't have those. Those are really cool. So,
Yeah, the OG ones are going for like a couple hundred dollars now. These Donkey Kong editions. Yeah, if you get one like in a working condition, it's definitely over 5,000 pesos. Guys, if you have a tita or tito that has a Game & Watch,
yes, please.
You're sitting on 5,000 to 10,000 pesos. If you've seen one of these machines, in the province, keep it, or if you don't care about it, might as well sell it. Or if you don't really care about it, let me know. It's not worth that much. Just give me a call.
if you don't care about it.
Yeah. So let me know about this, guys. You want a Game & Watch Nita. Okay. And then the other crazy shit that I've been seeing this weekend is these. Have you guys been checking out these PS5 teardown videos?
No, my God. They're not.
Yeah, dude.
No.
Yeah, people are taking the PS5s apart.
Okay.
And the crazy thing about the PS5s, when you get to a certain point, the PS5s are actually cooled by liquid metal. So if you break the seal where the processor and the chip goes, you can't put it back together because it's on some proprietary shit. It's literally on some liquid metal.
Right. My God.
Yeah.
That's pretty hardcore.
So it's pretty much like, it's like the craziest thing. And I don't know what it is. It's people just like get it and tear it down and break it. I'm like, you guys are crazy.
People would do that with like iPhones. They would like buy the iPhone and then like smash it outside of the store. Like, why are people doing that? That's just like insane.
Oh my God. Why are people doing that?
It's terrible.
I don't know.
Angelo, it kind of reminds me.
You know what? I'm going to be waiting. Well, I was going to say, I'm going to be waiting for like the next release, if ever, because usually the launch consoles will have a bunch of bugs and, stuff about them. So there's always that. At least that's what I tell myself. Like, it's okay. You'll get the next one. It'll be better.
I'll just wait. I usually pick up a new system when the killer game gets launched, right? Because right now it's like everything that the PS5... Even Miles Morales, it's out on the PS4 also. PS4, so everything that's out on the PS, everything right now that's out on the PS5, you can still play on the PS4. Mm-hmm. And I don't really need to be playing gaming like on the. Actually, I have no time for games. Actually, damn it, yeah, I just beat, but I just did beat Legend of Zelda this Legend week for the Zelda. First time ever. The OG Very Legend good. Of Zelda.
Can All I right, flex guys. My wait before we start? Can I flex my vintage sort of like find? I did find something really really cool.
Let me see.
I picked this up today.
Oh, dude.
Yes, an original Tekken 3. It has like, it's complete. It has everything. So I'm really, really excited about this. And I actually have,
Let's see the back. Does it have the black back CD? That was my
favorite. It is. Hold on.
That was my favorite part about the PS5s. Yeah.
And then
look at that wonderful,
pretty good
black reflective glory.
I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, I always thought that was the coolest thing. That when it was like, I was like, yo, it's so high tech. It's
so future, man.
Yes, missing you. That's the PS1, guy. The show is called Usapan Retro.
Everyone's talking about the PS5 while I'm looking at PS1 stuff.
We're very into retro and V-cut potato chips.
And V-cut.
All right, cool.
Psst, kailan ka last nag-joyride? Alam mo yung may kasama ka, sobrang tawa lang kayo ng tawa, sabaw yung usapan nyo, kahit saan kayo dali ng trip nyo, ayos lang. Tapos biglang tatahimik, lalalim yung usapan, magiging intellectual, emotional. Ngayon, kahit stuck ka mag-isa sa bahay, sa traffic, sa trabaho, pwede ka nang sumabay sa Joyride of Intellectual Wall Conversations sa podcast kong Sabayan with Victor, produced by Podcast Network Asia. Sabay na sa Sabayan with Victor.
So yeah, here we go. Let's start. Let's get our show on the road. Today's topic is Usapang cheesy video game. Yeah, hey Ron, try to put on mute when you're not talking because it's feedbacking.
I know.
Usapang cheesy video game.
LA. Sorry guys.
Yeah. No worries. Yeah. So ganito siya, guys. We're talking about our favorite cheesy video games, and then we're all gonna give our pick for our favorite cheesy video games, and then we're gonna ask a question about our favorite cheesy video game. So yeah, and then all you have to do is just type in the correct answer, and you win 5,000 coins. And to everybody that did not get their coins for the past 3 weeks, they've been deposited. The Anonymous has confirmed he's received his coins, so you all have your coins except for Poxy Machi, because we couldn't find their account. But if you guys know Poxy Machi, tell Poxy Machi to send me a message and I'll send him her coins. Okay.
I believe Joffrey too. Joffrey, if you're down there, Joffrey. Joffrey was bugging me for coins. I was like, I got you, Joffrey.
No. Yeah, it got done already. Was it Jafoximus Prime, whatever? Is that the name?
Okay. Yeah, no, they probably have their. Yeah. They probably have their.
Yeah. Jafoximus Prime, you got your coins, yo. All right. We're going to go with pick number 5. Let me see. What was my pick? And I'll tell you. Okay. I'll go last. I'll ask the question. All right. So, Sonia, what is your pick for your number 5 cheesiest video game of all time?
Okay. So, again, another super hard list that we were left with, because my sort of interpretation of cheesy is a little bit different, but I don't know. Like, I enjoy cheesy. So let's start with number 5, which is one of the first games I played ever on the DS Lite when I first got it in 2000. What year was it? 7 or 8? Was it 8 or 9? I can't even remember. But this was actually based on the 90s toy that came out, electronic toy. They were called Tamagotchis. I'm pretty sure you guys know what I'm talking about. But the game, it was so it was like kind of lame, but it was really, really cute. It came out on the DS, and it's called Tamagotchi Corner Shop. And I don't know has anyone ever heard of this game, Tamagotchi Corner Shop?
I'm pulling it up right now. I've never heard of this game, dude.
Okay, so it's really just one of those games where it's just like a bunch of like mini games, and you had all these little Tamagotchi characters. And one of the games that I really liked playing was and you know how Nintendo's like super, you know, they love their super cute games. Okay, so there was a game there that I really liked. It was, I think it was the takoyaki one where you had to make takoyaki.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just kind of like going. Yeah, that's the only thing I remember from this game, because it was a really, really long time ago. But I remember there was like a little song. It's like Tamagotchi, Tamagotchi. It was like really, really weird. But yeah, one of the cheesy but cute game. Like, I don't know, I might actually go with your suggestion. I might actually look for a DS Lite and find this game and play it again, because it's one of those things where you just play in passing. Super cute characters.
So yeah. What was it, cheesy?
It was cheesy and crunchy. Crunchy takoyaki though. There should be takoyaki flavored V-cut. That would actually be really yummy.
A takoyaki V-cut, yeah, dude.
Yeah, all right. Cool.
Yup, let's go. Okay, cool. Ron Sara, what is your pick for your number five cheesiest game of all time?
My number five cheesiest game of all time. It may not even be cheesy. It might be a little kiddy. Mm-hmm. But if you have a messed up mind like I do, I think you would enjoy this game. And that's Dr. Mario, guys.
Dr. Mario?
Dr. Mario?
Dr. Mario.
Okay.
Dr. Mario is not cheesy, dude.
It's not cheesy? You don't think that's cheesy?
A bunch
of my friends are like,
"Yeah." So what do you do with Dr. Mario?
My friends were not on that. My friends were not on Dr. Mario, but it was kind of like a Tetris knocked off, but it's with pills.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
And you have to kill Beerus. There's a bunch of Beerus. Yeah, there's a bunch of Beerus, and you have to. Dude, Dr. Mario was a like with my family. It was a blood sport. Like,
oh,
literally.
Really?
Yeah, we would literally fight.
Angelo, I couldn't find nobody to play with because they thought the game was whack, dog.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
That game is amazing, though.
And that game is tight, dude.
But Mario's supposed to be fun, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, especially competitively, guys. This is the Beerus. Yeah, like
the Beerus.
The Beerus is like, you know. Yeah,
so be, Dr. Mario Cobbed Edition.
Even Dr. Mario yes. Even made it to the arcade. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, Dr. Mario. Yeah, Dr. Mario. Great game. Actually, it's one of my favorite. It's actually on my top 10 of favorite NES games.
I didn't think it was cheesy. You know, my friends were like, "Man, that game sucks." Blah blah blah. And I remember getting it for through a trade. You know, a toy trade. How you would trade your games back in the days with.
Right.
With your neighbors and stuff. So nobody wanted to play that game with me. So yeah.
Well, they're lame.
They're
lame.
Thank you for defending my childhood. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There we go. Okay. Oh, there we go. I can do this. I didn't know I could do that. All right, cool. All right. So okay, my number five, the 5,000 coin pick, guys. Are you guys ready for this? My number five most cheesiest game of all time. I'm going to pull it up right here, right now. I actually just recently bought this and played this on the Nintendo Switch. They reissued it. And it's a dumbass game called Night Trap.
Night Trap?
Yeah, Night Trap, right?
Dude, I know
Why
that
do
game.
I have
yes, dude, that game is horrible.
Dude, yeah, Night Trap. And so this is one of the games that got the video game industry in trouble. Because there was these like ninja dudes in here that were like going around kidnapping girls. So it's basically like back in the 90s, like full motion video game or full motion videos and on CDs. This is before DVDs was like a cool thing. So basically, guys, think of this as Bandersnatch, like a pretty early version of Bandersnatch. And it was like a video game. And there was like some like, you know, scantily dressed women in the video game. And basically it got. This game and Mortal Kombat got the whole video game industry in trouble. It got taken to the U.S. Supreme Court. Pretty crazy. Who was it? By Tipper Gore? Tipper Gore. I remember Tipper Gore was after it. Anyways, my question, guys. Are you guys ready? My question is, you see that female on the left? She was the star of a famous TV show in the 80s called Different Strokes.
It is.
What is the name of that actress on the left?
Oh my goodness.
She was in a TV show called Different Strokes. Dana Plato!
Dana Plato.
Bianca. I'm so proud. One of my babies.
There we go.
Like a winner.
Take a screenshot, Tanya. Yep, Dana Plato, guys. So Dana Plato, rest in peace. She actually died of a drug overdose. But But Dana Plato was the style, you know, like the whole cast was crackheads. They turned into kind of crackheads. And right after they did Different Strokes, but this was kind of like one of the last things she did before she passed. But I mean, I think it's cool that she's forever immortalized in video game history.
In the video game, cool.
Yeah. But guys, if you guys have a chance, check it out. Sega CD Night Trap. Yay! Okay, 5,000 coins. Congratulations, Yay! Bianca. All right, there we go. So next, moving on to pick number four. Sonia, you want to go last? Sonia, you can go last.
Sure, I'll go last.
All right. Ron Sara, what is your pick for number four cheesiest video game of all time?
My number four cheesiest video game of all time. You know, I go with the boomer picks. Some people don't like this game. Some people do. But I'm going, you know, it's cheesy because
right.
you get to make a hamburger out of it. I'm talking about Burger Time.
Burger Time.
Burger Time. Shout out to my cousin Jay Jericho. I would spend countless hours playing Burger Time with him. He owned that cartridge. And not only that, I mean, come on, man.
You're making hamburgers. This looks fun.
It is amazing, guys. Go play some Burger Time. Go play with your friends.
I will play some Burger Time.
Actually, yeah.
Actually, I do like Burger Time. I did like this in the arcade. This is one of I can see it being cheesy, but especially mm-hmm. if you added cheese to the burger.
Well, Angelo, I think it's one of those games where it's like you might maybe play for it maybe 5-10 minutes and you might get bored of it. Mm-hmm. But if you really know the game and you know the patterns and all that stuff, it gets really interesting. So
yeah, this is one of those competitive games back in the day. Yeah. All right. I'm gonna go with my pick for number four, dude.
Number four.
My list is definitely heavily dominated by fighting games of the 90s. My next pick was like the dumbest fighting game of all time. And I am going with actually, Ron, what's your choice for the dumbest fighting game of all time? Let me see if you got one. You pick one.
The one, something with like claymation in it.
There you go, dude.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was one of the dumbest fighting games of all time. Clay Fighter, dude.
Clay Fighter.
Yeah, I'm adding Clay Fighter, dude. Clay Fighter was hell stupid, dude. This game was. Dumb, dude.
Oh no, yeah. Super Nintendo. Gotcha.
Yeah, it was a Super Nintendo. But they had fatalities though. You could cut off people's head. Or sorry, yes. Clay-talities.
Clay-tality.
Yeah. Does anybody remember this game? Does anybody remember Clay Fighter?
I don't think I've ever played this.
Damn, Angelo, you did make me feel old with that pick though, too. I mean,
yeah,
I
know Clay Fighter. Clay Fighter was so garbage, guys. There was one Clay Fighter, I think, for Nintendo 64 that's so hard to get. It's actually one of the most valuable video games of all time. There's a rare Clay. Yeah, this is it. Clay Fighter 63 and a third. How 90s is that?
Oh.
Clay Fighter 63 and a third. This is one of the most rare games for all time. I think it sold for a few $1,000.
Really?
Yeah. Hella dumb. But
interesting. You
know, shout out to Clay Fighter, dumbass game, dumbass fighting game. It's not. It's the first on my list, but it's definitely not the last on my list. All right, Sonya, we're gonna go with your pick for your number.
What
four
is my pick?
Cheesiest game of all time.
Okay, well, the number four cheesiest game I think would have to be anything by the My Little Pony franchise. Like, I love the My Little Pony game, like series. They're my favorite, but like their games are just really, they're like meh. I guess I don't know, but they're supposed to be for kids, right? So, again, my definition of cheesy, not so cheesy, but...
There's a recent one.
These are like recent ones. I don't even remember the one that I actually played. It was a mobile game. But you basically are building
racing
like pony
magic.
There's my racing. Little... yeah, whoa. So there's a lot of...
That's a good one. Smash bronies.
That's really cool. That needs to be a reality. But they did actually launch a new cartoon. It's called Pony Life. It's officially launched by, I think they partnered with YouTube for it. So they're probably going to be more. Ooh, this. I would play this.
Grand Theft Carriage.
Equestria. So good.
That's
oh my god. I'm gonna collect some of these and post them on our Instagram. These are actually really good. So there was an apple picking game that I thought was really, really lame, but for some reason I couldn't stop playing it. You play with Applejack. Yeah.
Okay, it's definitely for kids. Yeah, so basically every My Little Pony game, yeah, I'd agree.
Every My Little Pony game would be cheesy, but like cute kind of cheesy.
You better tell me, Sonya, I hope the Barbie game made your list. The Barbie game on Xbox, that was so cheesy.
I never had an Xbox and I never played the Barbie game. So
I think there was a Barbie meets My Little Pony.
Ooh. Okay.
I think.
Can we verify this information? Because I'm actually going to look for it.
But there was a Barbie video game.
Oh man,
yeah. Barbie video game.
Thanks, y'all, for sharing that. Guys, don't forget to share the live, share the love.
Yeah.
All right.
Puppy rescue. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah.
Oh no.
All right.
For five, you're like getting lost. Okay.
Yeah. For 5,000 coins, what is your question?
Okay, we're going to make this this one really easy. I actually just mentioned this. My Little Pony just released a new show on YouTube. What is it called?
What is it called, guys?
What is it called, guys?
My Little Pony show on YouTube for 5,000 coins. Anong pangalan ng bagong My Little Pony show sa YouTube? Nobody?
Nobody? Really? I just said it. I just said it. No, that's an old one. They just released it. It's new. It's on
brand
YouTube.
New,
Google
guys.
It, guys. It's brand new. They just released it, I think, in August, I believe. High Heart Blog.
My Little Pony.
My Little Pony. Mm-mm. Starts with a P, guys. Starts with a P.
My Little Pony's Pony.
Twilight Sparkles. Mm-mm. Pony Jack. No. Nadine, you know this. Pinkie Pie, My Little Pony. Pony Life. Boom!
Oompa Loompa?
Yeah.
Oompa Loompa. Congratulations. You won 5,000 coins.
Unfiltered, unhinged, raw, and uncut. This is the flavor of Flick Off.
In each episode, we will talk praise and smack on films, both local and international,
dishing out a heaping serving of juicy tidbits, insights, and innuendos in between.
Our goal is to flip the boat and shake the industry by giving voice to general viewing audiences, skewing the pretenses of academic critic circles.
This is Uncle Farouk,
Kyla,
Dos,
and Iz.
And we are Flick Off.
Powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
So we're moving on to our next pick for pick number 3. Since you went last and Ron's not here, I'll go last this time. What's your third cheesiest video game of all time?
Oh, okay. So this one's definitely super duper cheesy. Like one of the very first, the very first game I played on the PlayStation ever. I mentioned this in previous episodes before, but it's definitely worth another mention. And honestly, I think it would be like a fun collector's item as well. The Space Jam game. I don't know if you had any of you guys played the Space Jam game. There was
So close to making my list also.
On PS1, yeah.
Yeah.
I loved the movie. I was obsessed with the movie.
I thought the game was pretty good.
And I thought that, I mean, I don't know. Like, I thought it was just like really, like my friend, every time. It was cheesy, right, Lito? It was cheesy.
Makusu says it's fire. Space Jam's fire now.
Yeah. No, I still like it. It's still one of my, again, like, I love cheesy stuff. So, like, I remember whenever I go to Sophie's house and be like, can we play Space Jam? She'd be like, again? Really? She wanted to play something else. I'm like, no, man, I want to play some Space Jam. I always played Lola. Lola was like my favorite character.
It's yes, Space Jam the movie, but we're talking about Space Jam the video game because we're talking about cheesy video game. All right. Yeah. So that was your pick for number 3.
Yep.
My pick for number 3, which is the 5,000 coin pick, guys, is super cheesy. Like I told you, I had a thing for cheesy ass fighting games, and this is one of the cheesiest fighting games, but also Space Jam related, actually. So fighting game and basketball related.
What?
No other.
How?
How? I will show you how. One second,
I'm
right?
Curious.
Right?
Okay.
And they just redid it recently too. Right?
They redid it.
Kayo, magtagalo kayo, boo boo. Who is this guy?
Wow.
Okay. All right. Well, let's ban him. So ban. Okay. All right.
Banned.
Yeah.
Bye bye. Boo boo.
Hello. Bye. Inappropriate. Mm-mm. Yes. And out. Okay.
He says, "Don't mind that one." Yeah.
Well, he's out anyway. Just say he's corny. Stop. Okay. So here we go, guys. Here's the cheesy fighting game. Barrow. Yep. Basketball related. We're gonna go with Shaq Fu.
Oh my god. What?
Yeah, so if you guys didn't know, Shaq Fu, guys. So Shaquille O'Neal in the 90s was at the top of his game, And he had a fighting game called Shaq Fu. And
Shaq Fu.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was on Super Nintendo and then Sega Genesis. And
Yes. Oh, dude.
So yeah. So
was this
game
before or after Kazam?
At the same era, I think. Same era, right? Yeah,
okay.
Same era. Yeah. So yeah, but they recently reissued it, and I heard the remake of Shaq Fu.
There's a remake of Shaq Fu,
but I heard it's actually pretty good. Like, yeah, it's like, look at this game.
So, okay, they turned it more into a brawler. That's fun. Okay.
Yeah, they turned it more into a brawler rather than a fighting game. But I thought it was pretty cool. So
okay, that looks cool.
They made him hell of a dude. Shaq ain't looking like that, dude. Yeah. All right.
Oh my god. So, a legend reborn.
here's my question for 5,000 coins, guys. In the 90s, actually, Sonya mentioned one of his other movies, which was Shazam. But Shaq also came out on another movie with his teammate at the time, with Penny Hardaway. What was the name of that movie, guys?
What was the name of that movie?
What was the name of Shaq's 90s movie that wasn't Shazam and that was with Penny Hardaway?
Isn't it called Kazam? Shazam.
Kazam, whatever. Right? That wasn't Kazam. Yeah. There we go. Denonymous.
Blue
got it.
Chips. There you go. Blue Chips. Chip.
Yes. Blue Chips. The movie. Right. Super dope. Like, guys, Blue if you guys Chips didn't know how big. The Shaq is this goofy character right now, right? Back in the 90s, like
was,
Shaq was
Shaq,
the man. Like,
Yeah. Shaq. I remember that.
You guys know that Shaq was also a rapper? Like a known rapper?
Was he a known rapper? I thought it was just like I thought it was like how Michael Jordan was trying to be a baseball player.
No, before he started playing basketball, he was in a rap group that actually had a hit.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was in a rap group called Fooshnickens. Yeah. He was in a rap group called Fooshnickens and
that's so cool.
Yeah. And then they had he had a song, "What's Up Doc? Can We Rock?" What's up, Doc? Can we rock? Yeah. And then he's owning it. Look, he even came out. He's all with Shaquille O'Neal, aka Shaq Fu.
Shaq Fu.
Lethal Rapiston. Can't stop.
Wait,
the rain.
Okay. So before he became a huge NBA star, he was a rap god.
He was an actor. This is all the same time he came out with the actor, and he came out with the ugliest basketball shoe. It was called the Shaqnosis. I don't think Like the Shaq Gnosis.
What are those? Okay. Yeah. What?
Yes, for the people in Cagayan. Yes, we will be helping out. We are going to be doing some. There's actually some efforts right now that we're organizing through Kumu. But yes, we know about the situations in Cagayan, and we know about the situations here in Marikina as well. Pero, we got you.
For sure.
We'll be making some announcements soon, and there's actually been a couple of people that we've teamed up with already. So yeah, guys, if you so there'll be some help coming out there. Yeah, Kazam. Yes, it was Kazam.
Yeah. It was Kazam. Yeah.
Yep, Kazam
was the
Shaq movie. All right,
Kazam was like I think 2 Z's or that's it. That's the one. We actually had that on VHS and we would watch that a lot. Like it was a cheesy movie. It was cheesy.
Dude, so Shaq might be the cheesiest, I think, like 360 cheese ball. Because he had the cheesiest video game, like the cheesiest shoe, like the cheesiest movies, and he also had the cheesiest. Dude, he's gonna get the V Cut Cheesy Award, dude.
I think so. I think he deserves the Cheesy Award.
But for sure. But respectable cheese, respectable cheese. But
hey, also, cheese is great. Cheese is awesome. Life without cheese would be boo boo.
All right, here we go. We're gonna go move into number two now.
Okay, number two. Oh, I love my number two pick.
Okay, then you can ask the question.
I don't know if I can ask the question. Maybe you ask yours because I don't really know. I can ask the question for number one, maybe.
All right, I'll go then with my pick for number two.
Okay.
Also a fighting game, guys. My number two cheesiest pick is also a fighting game. It's a fighting game based on It's a cheesy ass fighting game based on a cheesy ass movie called Street Fighter: The Movie, The Game.
Street Fighter: The Movie, The Game.
That's the name of the title. That's the name of it. Who knows about Street Fighter, the movie, the game? That's the official name.
I think this was mentioned. Yep.
Yeah, it was.
It already looks really bad.
Look at Blanca. That looks terrible, dude. This looks terrible. What the hell is that, dude? No. It's a video game. You see, Patrick, you know me, right? This is like the worst. Street Fighter, the movie, the game. Shout out to Raul Julia, though. Nothing cheesy about him. Fucking legend. So Street Fighter, the movie, the game.
Where did this come out? Like what console?
The 90s.
What platform?
Okay. The arcade, PlayStation, Sega Saturn.
Almost every major platform.
Yeah. Hmm. You know, this is one
that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Met Jean-Claude Van Damme, though, right? In Thailand, was it?
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool.
I posted the photo, guys.
Yep, it's there. Yeah. There's like actual like evidence that he actually did meet.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to get to my point. Oh, yeah. My point about this movie or this video game, it was like they managed to take the worst of Street Fighter and they took the worst of Mortal Kombat and put it together. I don't know. Like I don't know how you're going to do like the worst of both platforms, right? What's up, Mike Wonson? How's it going? Yeah. So my number two pick for the cheesy video game of all time is Street Fighter, the movie, the game.
Oh, nice.
Official title.
The official title.
Cool, Sonia.
Okay, I think I can actually ask the question for this one. I actually have a good question for this one. All right, so my number two pick. I remember when everybody was going crazy over this game. It's not on any like major console or anything. This was actually a mobile game that came out in probably around maybe 2010-ish, like at the height of mobile games. Yeah, so unicorns were like my thing. I think unicorns were everybody's thing at that time. Like I think unicorns and zombies. People were obsessed with unicorns.
I'm gonna give a shout out to Zai. I need to talk, Zai. Thank you for joining, Zai. Pero Zai. Zai is the producer of Game Kanabaa, guys. So
what's up?
we should actually holler at Zai, Sonia. Zai.
All right.
Zai.
What's up? Zai.
All right. Sorry to cut you off.
That's a classic game, though. A classic game. That's a classic like show. Anyways, so my number two pick is going to be Robart Unicorn Attack. I don't know if anybody played this game.
Robot Unicorn Attack.
It was basically a side scroll game, and I didn't really like a lot of side scroll games. Like I really like very story driven, very immersive games. But this was one of the really simple game, really cheesy, because the song that would play while you're dashing. Like you're just running and running and running and dashing, and you have to like crash through the stars and like. I think it gets faster and faster as you. Go up. There's like on the side. Okay, see the unicorn's head.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's going supersonic. Is that it?
Something like that. Yeah, and then like there. That okay. That's your like page of when you die. Is the unicorn crying? You can see the unicorn's crying. That's like when you die.
Oh yeah.
So the song that actually plays while you're playing this game is that song. Always by Erasure. I swear it's like when you first open it, it's like open your eyes. I see your eyes are open. It's such a good game. Like it's really my type of game.
Robot Unicorn Attack, guys.
Robot Unicorn Attack.
This is the type of cheesy game I love. Yeah, so I will actually be checking it out. All right,
they came out with a metal version too, with like a like super. I think it was like Slayer playing in the background. I can't even remember, but yeah,
that's dope. All right, I'm with it. Okay, this game is cheesy, but like all types of awesome. I'm with it.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's one of those. Yeah, that's why it almost.
Is it? Oh, there it is. The robot unicorn.
That's the metal one. Heavy metal. That's the one. Yeah, that's the second one they came out with. Because this game it blew up. It really, really blew up. Everybody was playing this game for a minute, and then I guess. They came out with the metal version. The metal version was sick.
All right, it was sick. I have one cat that's like a beast. And every time he comes like going into the room, he's gonna be the what you call it. Like I think he's always listening to like to heavy metal, like, or actually not heavy metal. He's listening to industrial metal. He's like listening to Rob Zombie. Like every time he comes into my room, I feel like he's listening to Rob Zombie because all he wants to do is just come in and jump and just break everything.
Industrial metal. He's like listening to like Marilyn Manson.
And you can see it when he's walking.
You need to make a video. That would be so funny.
I'm gonna strap a, what you call it, onto him. I'm gonna strap a GoPro on him and just track him. All right, what's your 5,000 coin? What's your 5,000 coin question?
All right, so the game soundtrack is the 1994 song. Can you name it? Name the song that plays when you're playing this game.
Is that it?
Always by.
There's Pachi Maxi.
There it is. Oh, Pachi Maxi. There you are.
There you are.
Okay, I guess Pachi. We'll give it to Pachi.
Pachi, right, so you know, we've been trying to give you your 5,000 coins, but you weren't popping up. So take a screenshot of the, so we can get to the. Yeah.
So Pachi, you there you go. Congratulations, my dude.
Yo, Pachi, we owe you 5,000 coins from last week, and we were trying to give it to you, but nobody could find you in the system. Pero na. Yeah, so Pachi Maxi. Okay, there you are. Take a screenshot so that I'll double up or I'll make sure you get your coins from last week. We were trying to find you and we couldn't find you. Yeah, we're complete now. So Pachi Maxi, once we get Pachi Maxi his coins, we completed our quest.
Hi, I'm Mommy Cabs from the South.
And I'm Mommy Fabs from the North. Learn how to Campbell life with us on the Konyo Moms podcast, brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
So let's talk, you guys. Make sure to check out our show after listening to this episode.
Number one PC video game of all time. I'm gonna ask a question for this one.
So you could go
with your pick.
Okay, this one is like, it's cheesy as hell, but it's such a good game. I think I've mentioned this game a few times. I don't know if anybody is a fan of the R.L. Stine book series called Goosebumps. It's a little tiny book series he made. And I was a huge fan of that. And they came out with a point and click game called Goosebumps Escape to Horrorland. And that is my number one pick. The campiest, cheesiest of cheese ever definitely goes out to Escape to Horrorland. Like, if you can get an emulator or something, like, this is definitely worth a download. I actually am probably going to go on Steam and figure out if I can find this. This is actually one of my favorite all-time favorite games. No matter how cheesy it is, it's really, really good. Actually, there are a few cameos.
It's a point and click game.
Yeah. And so it's based on the book Escape to Horrorland. A bunch of kids get trapped in Horrorland and they need to get out. So you meet a lot of the characters. It's so good.
It's a full motion video game.
Yeah.
So it's similar to Night Trap, man. Okay.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. So I think that's Helena Bonham Carter on the screen. So Helena Bonham Carter's in it. What's his name? There's a lot of cameos, actually. There were other actors I wasn't really sure. What's his name? Jeff Goldblum's in it. He plays the vampire. Like, it's a really, really great. It's awesome.
Okay.
Like, I remember the werewolf scene would stress me out. And like, oh my God, the mummy scene. You have to like run away from a mummy. That was like the stuff of nightmares. But I'm sure when I play it now, it's going to be like, what is this? Oh, there he is. Oh my God. Yes. Ooh.
Goosebumps, my gosh.
Great.
Actually, I do like message me your cheesy picks. I do like your picks. I do want to play. I do want to play the unicorn game.
Unicorn.
And I do want to play this Goosebumps
this
game.
This one. Yeah, for sure.
Yes,
yeah,
let's trade
because
you.
I want to play.
Yes, Johan, we did miss you.
Oh, hi, Johan. Oh, my God. Hey.
Miss Annalyn, welcome back, Emily. Okay, guys. I'm going to make my number one pick. Okay, I'm going to make you guys guess it. Whoever guesses my number one pick, I'll give you guys clues. And whoever guesses it could win. All right. My number one pick for a cheesiest video game of all time was an Xbox 360 era game. Not Kirby, but Kirby sucks. Yes, we all know Kirby sucks. Thank you, guys. Thank you for Kirby. Yeah. No, he's a cheesy fighter. Look at the game, right? This game stars a rapper. It's a rapper game, right?
It's a rapper.
No, not Halo. There's a rapper, right? There's a rapper, And then he also he's signed to Eminem. No, close to Jeff. No, Def Jam rap star or Def Jam. The Def Jam fighting game was awesome. Yeah, East. No. Okay, it stars a rapper, and he was signed to Eminem. Not rapster, a rapper. That's it. But you got to name the game. You got to name the game, Makasu. 50 Cent.
50 Cent. Konami of America. Breaking Down.
Nope. It's a video game. The 50 Cent video game.
That's the 50 Blood on the Sand. Is that an actual?
Nope.
Nope, that's not it. Lava knows. Lava looks like he might know, or they might
there
know.
There it is. 50 Cent.
There you go. Bulletproof. Okay, I'll put the.
So it wasn't 360. It was a PSP game. This was so corny, dude. Wait, who guessed it?
It was Lava Knows. The Radioactive Maiden. Yeah, there you go.
Yes, the Radioactive Maiden. Congratulations for guessing.
Okay, I have not played this game. So how does this game go?
It's like a whack ass version of it's like a whack ass version of
GTA.
Yeah, he's your favorite rapper, but he is also the cheesiest video game. it's like a GTA clone. It was so terrible. Oh, 50 Cent really bulletproof. Bad.
Yeah, was it trying to be a GTA? Like, was that the vibe? Just like,
have you seen a 50 Cent movie? Have you seen any movie starring 50 Cent?
No, I have not. I actually didn't know that he was in, or maybe I have. Hold on. Didn't he try to do a comedy at one point?
You know, he has like a, no, he just has, he's just started like in really bad movies. Now, okay. Can you imagine a video game, Streets of Blood? And then he had Curtis Jackson, dude. But now Curtis Jackson in a video game. He was actually all right in some of his other games, but,
okay.
Yeah, but 50 Cent bulletproof is definitely. My pick for the
oh my god! So when did this come out?
So it came out
two. Okay.
Yeah. So probably the early 2000s. It was 2000s. Him and like him it. And G. didn't this game? Yeah, it was on the PSP and the actually I think the PSP version was better than the PS2 version. But yeah,
interesting.
But then it came out with the G Unit bulletproof, the G Unit edition. This is the one I had. I had the Xbox one. I don't know why somebody gave it to me for free. I think I was in the music industry at the time, and they, and they okay. I got that game.
Have it?
I have it somewhere? But probably in the States. Somewhere. Yeah, but that was definitely it. Guys, you guys have any recommendations for your cheesy video games that you have played?
Did we miss anything? I'm trying to remember. Okay, no, there's one honorable mention that I wanna throw out there. I have not played this game yet. I have been dying. Oh, what's
well, Johan says he will watch your Mix 20
journey. Oh my god, that's right. That's coming out soon. I'm not sure when exactly,
aren't you going back? No joke.
That would be wow.
Today, not Miss Mo. Oh, it's today, Sonia.
Today? Why didn't they say? They didn't tell me anything. Okay, well, I'm going to watch out for that.
What is this? Let's talk about that. Mix 20 journey.
So it's the 20th anniversary of Mix, and we're going to be hanging out with some of the Mix VJs today and talking about. Or like things that, you know, just like our memories from Mix 2000.
Let's pull up Sonia. Yeah,
that's from like video games. Okay, no, sorry, that's from music video shoot. We're going
real top and retro. What's going on with your hair here, Sonia?
I don't know, but you know what? I was cutting my own bangs at that time with kitchen scissors. Yeah, that was when we won the Mix VJ Search 2007. We were the very first batch that won the Mix VJ Search.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a wild ride. That was actually it was thanks to my time at Mix, I sort of became the host I am today. So I have them to thank for that. And I actually got to meet a few. Well, who did I meet? I got to meet Air Supply.
Air Air Supply. Hi.
I got to meet Air Supply. I actually gave them a hug. I'm like, you guys are awesome. Can I get a hug? And they're like, yeah. They're Australian. They're super cool dudes. They're covered in tattoos. I was not.
Air Supply is a bunch of tatted Aussie bikers. That's
Exactly. That's exactly what they are. But yeah, was crazy, man. Like, whew. Those are some crazy times. Actually, you know what? 2007 was a blur. Because that's when I started going to Happy Mondays. And guess, dude, my taping days were like Tuesday morning. So I would literally straight from a cuisine.
I used to DJ over there. So I remember those
days. That's where we met, right? We met at Happy Mondays.
I think we met there. No, I think Flux. I think we met at Flux.
Was it Flux? Okay. Well, Flux and Happy Mondays were around the same time. So
no, Flux was 2006. So this was before. I met you before your mix. Your mixed stint
with my mixed. Oh no, that's right. You're right. Yeah. No, I was actually 2006. Oh wow.
Yeah, we don't trip for a long time. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. Long time ago.
Well, congratulations, guys. Be sure to catch 4:15 Mamiya on Mix. Sonia Sonia is really retro now.
I know. Sometimes I even forget. Like, wow, I forget I was on Mix sometimes. Seriously.
Sonia is starring in a retrospective. That's crazy.
I'm a walking time capsule.
Oh, man. Well, all right, guys. what you call it? Guys, is there any games you guys want to shout out? Yo, Johan, thank you so much for bringing that up. Thank you, Johan.
No, as I was saying, I actually we need to find the Gremlins video game. We need to find it. Like, that's going to be our life mission from now on. Moving forward. We need to find the Gremlins video game because apparently I think it's right up there with E.T. I actually thought E.T. was going to be up there on your list.
No, but it wasn't
like
cheesy.
It was
really
bad.
Bad game.
Okay.
Yeah, but cheesy doesn't necessarily mean bad.
Yeah.
This is cool, actually.
Yeah, dude, look at that.
The Gremlins video game.
Is the one that I've been talking about. Like, this is the one that I need. Just for, like, you know, collector's sake.
Oh, I want this as a t-shirt.
But one looks really cool. Oh, Gremlins 2 was, like, my favorite one.
I want that as a t-shirt. That looks too.
That would be really cool. I didn't realize it had so many, like, Gremlins, like, games.
Power Rangers, the game, the movie. Let's go look at this.
Okay.
Wait.
Simpsons Wrestling? There was a wrestling game? Ooh.
Hold on. Wait, Sonia, entertain him for a little bit. Hold on, I'm gonna pull something.
Okay. The Power Rangers game. Who played the Power Rangers game? The Simpsons wrestling game actually that sounds like a lot of fun. I played a lot of the Simpsons. What was it? The very first one. What was it called? It was like on the computer with like Marge Simpson would run around with her like vacuum cleaner, like whacking people. Yeah.
I have a cheesy game.
What's it?
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the fighting game.
You have it. Oh, what? That's amazing. Where'd you find that?
In the slums of where I found your PS1.
Oh, Johan, look what I found. Johan's talking about Tekken. I don't know if he was here for that, but ba-bam, I found Tekken. But it's not a cheesy game, though. So, didn't it come up with like a really.
Gon was a pretty cheesy character.
Who? Oh yeah. Didn't they come out with like a movie and apparently it was like really, really bad?
Probably.
Zyra, hello.
Tekken the movie.
Tekken the movie. Apparently it came out and apparently it was like really, really bad.
Oh yeah, this looks horrible. Right? Let's watch this. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it looks terrible.
This looks horrible, dude.
They have not made a Tekken movie that I don't think anyone was really. Yeah, it looks really, really bad. Oof.
Whoa. And then the character is white. That's amazing. Yeah.
Right? That's typical. We need to have a Tekken, like when this pandemic's over, we need to have like an Usopp on Retro sort of like Tekken.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We should have Tekken Fight Night.
Right? Yeah. Fight Night. Let's do it.
Cool. All right. Well, I gotta go. Actually, I gotta go jump off to go take care of some stuff. So, shout out to all the winners. Let's go read out our
Patrick, your VIP for sure.
Yes, for sure, Patrick. For sure. Oh, Patrick, we're gonna just wait for it. Kumu Gaming coming soon. All right. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia, and we are powered by Podmetrics. And
ba-bam, ba-bam.
We are powered by Podmetrics and cheesy V-cuts, and that's why you're getting cheesy video games. We got one more V-cut episode next week. We'll come up with something cheesy. Message us. You know what, guys? If you guys watch us, be sure to join our Facebook page and drop us some ideas for shows.
Yeah.
Because, dude, I'm working on some crazy stuff for Kumu. Crazy stuff for you guys. And Sanya's also cooking up, hosting crazy shows, right?
Yes, for sure.
You should tell Joji that he needs to guest for us.
Joji? Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. We should call him, what was his name? Frank.
Sushi.
Yeah. Remember, he used to be a YouTuber. And he did, he was the one. Yeah, Joji, the singer.
Yeah.
And then he was the one responsible for making the Harlem Shake popular.
He was the one that did that?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
This is him.
Oh my God, that is him. What?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Oh, the Power Ranger.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah, he used to be.
Let's see if we can actually get him to host or to guest. That would be actually really cool.
Yeah, he used to be Filthy Frank on YouTube, and he had the Filthy Frank show, and the Filthy Frank was responsible for making the Harlem Shake popular.
That's a complete switch from what he's doing now. He's like, wow.
Yeah, okay. There you go. That's his transformation. That's
right. That's his like glow up of like 2020.
Yeah. All right. Yo, shout out to 88 Rising and Joji, Filthy Frank. Like, dude, the pink guy character was so amazing.
Dude, the
Harlem Shake was a phenomenon because of you. Look at this guy. This guy was so Odd Future before Odd Future.
Yeah. That is so good.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So guys, thank you guys so much for watching.
All right.
Hope to see. We'll be uploading some new content soon. We actually have some big news coming out soon, so we'll be excited to announce. One more cheesy episode, and we're out, guys. See y'all later.
Bye, guys. Bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.